This is literally the perfect answer from Alex Golish, but I know it's going to be clipped and taken out of context.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Got some great Alex Golish content to break down today. One quote in particular I think was perfect from the spring meetings, and I know the first part of it's going to be clipped. I know Auburn fans are going to latch on to, some Auburn fans, not all, are going to latch on to that very first part of it and freak out. But there's some other good stuff that we're going to talk about today. We got three of them. We're going to break it down and have some fun. Let's jump right into it. Again, this is the SEC spring meetings. It happens every year. It's around Destin. Hate, I just missed it. I was just down there. I should have just hung out and just lurked and tried to been a part of it. Anyways, each coach had a media session. Alex Golish had a good one. It's about 13 minutes, and I pulled three clips of things to discuss. This first clip, when you listen to the whole thing, it's perfect. It makes perfect sense. But there's a first part of it that I know is going to get trimmed and clipped, and there's going to be Auburn fans out there, and probably media too, that are going to use it in what I think is bad faith or just complete ignorance. So I'm going to play it, and we'll break it down.
When I tell you the college football playoff is literally the last thing that I've thought about since I took the job at Auburn, I've thought about the things we got to get done for us to be highly successful so that we're in that conversation. But, man, nobody cares if I think it's 12 or 16 or 24, and every time I see something on it or read it, I'm like, man, whoever's figuring this out, God bless them. Because if it comes down to me figuring it out, man, I'm in the wrong career.
You know that first part. When I tell you I haven't thought about the playoffs since I've been here in Auburn, you know that part right there is going to be clipped and is going to be used and is going to be heard. I've already seen the conversation. What are we doing here if we're not thinking about the playoff as soon as you get here? This is Auburn. You got to get – that's where we're trying to go. We're trying to go to the playoff. Every single coach was asked the playoff number question. Every team – every coach was asked – how many teams should be in the playoff? Do you like 12? Should it be 16? Should it be 24? Every single one of them weighed in on it. Alex Golish was not necessarily talking about Auburn in the playoff and what it takes to get to the playoff. He was asked about the number, and that's what he's saying. He's saying, I don't care about 12, 16, 24. I don't care about those things. I've thought about what it's going to take for us to get in that conversation and all the steps that we have to take and the little things that have to be done to be in that conversation. I've definitely thought about that, but as far as the number of teams, that's not crossed my mind since I've been here. And really, we should be focusing on the second part, the second half of that answer, and not the very first part. Because when you come in and you're talking about a process, when you come in and you're talking about the little things and you're talking about the culture, you know that if you can get those things right, if we can get what's going in our bodies right, if we can get the meals piece right, if we can get the workout piece right, if we can get the discipline piece right, if we can get the effort, the intensity thing right, I'll tell you what, the playoff thing will take care of itself. We'll be there if we can do these things on the front end. I can't waste my time. I can't waste my energy politicking right now over should we get those extra four teams and get it to 16. Or should we get those extra 12 so we got a better shot to get in? I can't be worried about that right now. I can't be focused about that right now. I don't want to be on any committee. I don't want to be on any, you know, workshop, brainstorming session. I'm trying to get this team that has been through the darkness. I'm trying to get this team that has had a culture of losing for 5 years. I'm trying to get this team that snatches defeat from the jaws of victory on Saturdays. I'm trying to get that part fixed first. And if I get that part fixed, the playoff talk will take care of itself. Ain't got to worry about that. I haven't necessarily seen like the first part edited and utilized, but I know it's going to be. Like, I know that first little clip of, you know, saying he hasn't thought about the playoff, I know that's going to be taken and used in bad faith. I just hope Auburn fans are smart enough to actually go and listen to the full conversation. I hope Auburn fans are wise to the game enough, especially if you see some bigger media companies clipping it and using it as clickbait. I hope that we're wiser than that, because everything about this guy is not talking about this is going to be a 3 or 4 year rebuild. We're not talking about the playoffs. We're just trying to win a bowl game. It ain't that context. If anything, I've heard the opposite from him. You know, we want to contend and do the things we got to do to be in contention for the playoffs. Like, that's our expectation, to go try to win championships year one. So let's be smart. Let's be smart about this. When you see stuff out there like this, call it out. If you see stuff out there trying to twist this into something it's not, call it out. I think that's the exact right answer. Who cares what I have to say? I'm a first-year SEC coach. What value does it have for me to talk about 12 versus 16 versus 24? People are probably going to clip that anyway and point to it and try to make it a bigger deal than it actually is. I got to get this team out of the mud. And that's all we've been focused on. I love it. I think it's a perfect answer. He's got a couple more we're going to talk about here in just a second. But before we do that, we're going to give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika and their Beat the Heat special. It's at the corner of Veterans Parkway and Pepperell Parkway. You can go in today. It's getting hotter, guys. I know this weekend, especially if you live in Auburn, it's going to be real wet, overcast. So you may not really feel the heat big time when the sun comes out. But, man, make sure that AC is running top shape. You get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. I've had it done. And you know what? I had it done. And then they're like, hey, man, I'll tell you what. Everything is perfect. Your AC is running perfect. And then, but if you do have any issues and the repairs are over $300, you can take $50 off. They're also open at 7 a.m. If you drop your car off between 7 a.m. and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. I'll definitely have taken advantage of that. Had a couple of friends saying they're going to go get that done as well. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care, the PTAC. And then go to buyauburn.com as well. Show some love to Auburn business owners. Had a new application yesterday. It's going to be a fun one to talk about in the future. If you're an Auburn business owner, it's less than $1 a day. If you're an Auburn fan, you need to start all your purchasing here. Go to buyauburn.com, find out if there's an Auburn fan that you can do business with before you make any decisions, and then, hey, go from there. Let's help each other. Let's support each other. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Another really good quote that, boy, man, we've had this discussion, it seems like, every year for the last 5 years. Who the heck are we? What are we? What is our trajectory? What do we even know? How do we even know what to expect the next year? because I got no idea what kind of team this is. This is a fantastic quote.
When you're one, if we laid an actual foundation for our program, and I think the way you lay a foundation is that you have an identity. If we can leave year one with an established identity of who we are, and that could be looked at a bunch of different ways, but truly when whether it's the media, the casual fan is watching us play, they can say, man, this is what we are. This is what this team is. And a college football team takes the personality, takes the identity on of the head football coach. I think when you watch a team play, it's a direct reflection of the culture and the true grit of what the head football coach holds a standard to every single day and inside the walls of that program. And if we can leave year one and have an identity, and I mean identity in terms of how we play, but identity in terms of how we recruit, identity in terms of who we are as a program, the ability to be physically and mentally tough and being visibly physically tough. Like, actually, you watch us play and you say, I mean, these dudes are physically and mentally tough. Well coached, don't make dumb mistakes. I would tell you that if we leave year one and we have an identity, we understand what we're recruiting to, have an identity offensively, defensively, and special teams, meaning schematic identity, the actual character which we play with. If we leave year one and we have a great foundation from an identity standpoint, we'll have a chance to be really successful moving forward.
A freaking man. Amen, Alex Golish. If we know who we are after year one, we have a chance to be successful. How many years now do we go at the end of the season and we're just kind of looking at ourselves in the mirror like, what the heck? A, what the heck just happened? And then what's going to happen next year? I don't even know if we figured out, you know, anything we were necessarily good at. How many times have we had those conversations after a season, after a game? That is so perfect about what all, like, step one as a program. We got to figure out who we are. And not only do we have to figure out who we are, we have to go implement it and put that on the field on Saturdays, and now other people know who we are and what we expect and what you're going to see on the field on Saturdays. That is the ground zero. That is ground zero of where this thing had to be rebuilt and had to restart. We got to figure out what we want to be. To me, that ought to be the coach's number one goal. When a coach comes in, the team will eventually, hopefully, take on the coach's identity if the coach is in the right space. And then you go try to carve out what type of program you want to be. Define what you want to do, how you want to do it, and then implement it, and then let's see that play out on the field on Saturdays. I could not agree more with that particular goal. That should be goal number one of anyone that takes over a program. Gosh, man, I can remember, I mean, I can think of so many times, and we've had these discussions after games where it's like, why didn't we run the ball more? Or why did we try to throw it so much? Or why didn't we try to throw it when we're having success and we're trying to run the ball? And not just necessarily, I'm talking about Hugh Freeze, but, you know, Harsin and, you know, maybe even sometimes with Gus. There's just no real standard of like who we want to be. It was almost like we're just trying to figure it out as we go. And that bleeds over into discipline. That bleeds over when I'm talking about discipline, I'm not just necessarily talking about like off the field, discipline on the field, penalties, making mistakes in crucial times. Like, when you don't have a set identity and knowing, like, who you're going to be as a football team, those other things are on the table. Those mistakes, those bonehead plays, it doesn't mean they're never going to happen. But if your identity has kind of become, oh my gosh, how are we going to screw this up? Or I'm playing so tight because I don't want to screw it up. When that's kind of your identity, like, those things are going to happen. How, and honestly, that happens in life too. Like, when you try to not make mistakes, what happens? You're going to screw something up. Like, you're going to screw something up, and it's probably going to come in threes. You're going to do it like three times. Instead of, how can I execute this perfectly, or what's my identity in as a businessman, as a mom, as a dad, as a husband? You don't have an identity, and you're just walking around trying not to screw things up. Like, you're gonna screw things up. I love it, man. Let's figure out who we are, and not only us figure it out, but after we implement it, like, other people are gonna be able to see who we are, what our goals are, and what we're trying to do. I love it. And then this is just primo Alex Golish. This is primo Alex Golish right here, this last quote. And this goes back to, we're trying to win right now.
I think that was just the only message, was this is, as a team, this is the biggest summer in Auburn football history, simply because it's the next summer and it's the only one we got.
Love that, man. I love that quote. Do you hear that and think, give us 3 years? Do you hear that and think, be patient? Do you hear that and think, we got a long way to go? Do you hear that and think, it's time to bring down expectations? If anything, it ramps it up. Now, I know that message is mostly to his players, but you can imagine that as a player, if you continually hear, we got, you know, be patient, we got time, that'll bleed over into the player mindset as well. There was a video piece that Auburn football put out, and it's about summer workouts, and he's like, we got 10 weeks, but he's saying it as, we only got 10 weeks. We only got 10 weeks to get ready for this season. Don't waste a freaking day. That was his message. And that's what this quote embodies. This summer is the most important summer because it's the only one we got. We're not worried about summer 2028. Hey, year three is when we're going to make a run. Summer 2028 is important. Nah. Or summer 2029, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. No, summer 2026 is important because that's the one that we're in right now. This guy's trying to win right now, and I dig it. The urgency is now. We're not being told to wait. The urgency is now. And I think that's a big thing about kind of going back to the first topic that we talked about, the little things that if you take care of, the winning is a natural result of, the urgency of every single day, the importance of every single day, establishing identity, working hard, you know, getting everything out of it. That is the mindset that yields wins. And the urgency around that as well is exactly what this program has needed. So, good stuff there. So, here's the thing. Don't fall for it if you see it on social media. If you see a clip that says, I'm going to be honest, I haven't thought about the playoffs since I've been here, and that's all you see, call it out. Blast it, because it's misleading, and honestly, the quote was perfect. Because you got to listen to the second part of that answer, and it's exactly what we need to hear. Feel good that Auburn and Alex Golish, they're working towards establishing who we are right now, not who we're going to be in a couple of years. We want to leave year one and know who we are. And not only that, we want other people to know who we are and what we expect. And then the urgency is right now. We're trying to win right now. I dig it. I dig it. Guys, let me know what you think in the comments. Good stuff from Alex Golish. We're going to be back. We're going to be back all week. And we got baseball. We got barn casts. We got all kind of barn casts coming up. So make sure you got the alert bell ready. You're liked on the video. You're subscribed to the channel. And you're rocking and ready to go. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.